In Prague today, President Bush warned European nations that the threat to security posed by global terrorism is as serious as any they've ever confronted. The president is meeting with the NATO allies before tomorrow's alliance summit. He's looking for support for a war against Iraq, should Saddam Hussein defy the latest UN resolution calling for his disarmament. To date, as NPR's Don Gagne reports, Mr. Bush warned Saddam Hussein that he will be in his final stage as Iraqi leader should he deceive the UN.
Prague is full of symbolism. This old Czech city of spectacular cathedrals and castles spent much of the last century in the grip of the Soviet Union and the Nazis before that. Today it stands as the capital of one of Europe's newest democracies and a recent addition to the NATO alliance. President Bush, speaking today to a gathering of students in Prague, said there is much to learn from the Czech Republic and other Eastern European nations that were once part of the old Warsaw Pact.
Those who have lived through a struggle of good against evil are never neutral between them. Czechs and Slovaks learned through the harsh experience of 1938 that when great democracies fail to confront danger, greater dangers follow.
And it was an easy transition from there to the war on terrorism. The president urged NATO to remain relevant by adapting to such new threats, to develop a NATO rapid response force, which can react to crises on a moment's notice anywhere in the world. As for Iraq, Mr. Bush said nations which enjoy the stability provided by freedom need to be prepared to join the fight to defend it. That said, not all of NATO's 19 members are eager for military action in Iraq. Given the differences on Iraq within the alliance, NATO Secretary General Lord Robertson was asked today what NATO will do.
I predict that there will be unity around the Security Council resolution, which after all had the unanimous support of 15 countries at the UN. And of course, if the Iraqi regime complies with the will of the United Nations, then there will be no need for military action.
Robertson declined, however, to speculate on what happens if Iraq does not comply. Among the more ardent supporters of President Bush's approach to Iraq is Czech President Václav Havel. In a speech here today, he reminded NATO leaders that alliance member Turkey actually shares a border with Iraq. Havel, speaking through an interpreter, also offered this rather blunt defense of the U.S., reminding Europeans of the role the U.S. played, ending two world wars and the Cold War.
Europeans should be more conscious of the roots and the type of the American responsibility, and, if necessary, show a certain amount of understanding for the occasional insensitivity, clumsiness, or self-importance that may come with this responsibility.
President Bush made clear today that it is the U.S. responsibility to lead the world in making sure Saddam Hussein disarms.
Should he choose not to disarm, the United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm him. And at that point in time, all our nations, we will consult with our friends, and all nations will be able to choose whether or not they want to participate.
What the president did not say is that he even wants NATO to participate as an alliance, though some European nations worry that if the U.S. attacks Iraq without the NATO allies, then the alliance's credibility will be hurt. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Prague.